Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. It is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, but it's not Carl and Linda. This morning, it's Trish and Linda.
Good morning, Linda. Yes.
And we have Jared at the helm. And we're just happy to be here because it's Thursday, and I just love Thursday mornings. And this is my chance to come in and visit with all of you lovely people out there in radio land.
Can I just say one thing before? I know we have to do all our, we're going to do, there'll be a little bit of a twist today, but I just want the world and all of our listeners and the universe to understand that I applaud and I'm just sending this wonderful love to Trish Clark, who shows up, she just shows up. And there's something about that. I always say the Catholics show up. But, I mean, but you are so always coiffed and beautiful and not in a vanity way. I mean, you take pride in yourself, your appearance, your speech, your friendships. You're showing up on Thursday. I mean, when Trish Clark says she's going to do something, she does it. And they're just – are not a lot of people like that, and I just want you to know how much, especially now during this season, we've had so many trials and tribulations, and I just think that you need to know, and everybody out there, how much we love and appreciate you.
Oh, Linda, thank you so much. This is such a pleasure for me that you and Carl let me be a part of your radio family, And thank you for those kind words. I love it.
Well, you're just a bright bulb.
Well.
And we want to hear more from you.
Well, I love being here. It's just a pleasure for me. It's about 41 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 68 and a low of 42. That's really small print.
Well, that's because Jared printed it out.
and you
can't figure out the jumbo print for these ones.
and on Friday, the high of 70 and a low of 40. On Saturday, a high of 65 and a low of 40. And on Sunday, a high of 66 and a low of 44. And I'm not seeing any rain, just sunny, mostly clear, sunny, mostly clear. And it goes way into next week and not doing anything else. And even on Monday, we're going to have a high of 70. So it's no rain in the forecast, but really loving this lovely weather. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Great Anderson business. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Yes, I was over there yesterday. They're just a great, and of course they've been, you know, checking, they've passed, the, you know, they're passing it down into, the daughter's generation, and they're in there just working really hard and, just to have just a wonderful outlook. Well, okay, so I want to do a shout out, Trish, if you don't mind. First of all, let's tell about, Carl's on the, range this today.
Yes, he is.
And, he's going to be, teaching, there's about 20 people taking their CCWs today, and I think he will be overseeing 7 that this is their first time. So out of the other 20, there's 3 or 4 guys out there. So he'll be, what a beautiful day to be actually on the range.
Absolutely. It's nice out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful.
And then, of course, this weekend as well, teaching in class and on the range. So, you know, people are moving forward with their CCWs. And speaking of local businesses, I want to do a shout-out. When you came in this morning, I was asking, have you been to this place down off of 273 called Good Stuff Company?
And I am not. You opened up a new store for me just in the Giddy Station.
Well, I told her, I have got to do a shout-out to you tomorrow. And I'm sharing with our listeners this morning that off of 273, when you pass Haven Humane on that frontage street, it looks like there's a big flappy sign that says open, and it says Good Stuff, and it looks like a tin, like a small little, well, when you go in there, it is a beautiful, beautiful home furnishings, something that's exquisite. Beautiful, like couches and chairs. They have china. They have crystal. They have jewelry. They have everything you could possibly imagine, you know, tchotchkes, you know, meaning little pillows and signs and things that hang and bird feeders. And, I mean, a place to buy gifts that's local. A gal named Linda Tate owns it. And it's really unique products for the home. I really had to tie one hand behind my back and then shop with the right hand. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I've been attempting over the last several weeks to do some Christmas shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it all turns into Trish shopping.
I know. Well, let me tell you what I do. I Trish shopping. Great. It's so funny because I have a table. I started actually this year in October. And that's what I used to do. I used to hit the craft fairs and stuff like that and shop in October. And I'm pretty much, I've been done except for some really nice, you know, bottles of whiskey. I let Carl pick those out. But it was really fun for me. And I have my guest bedroom that is literally, you know, I've got a table in there with stuff on the top, stuff mm-hmm. on the bottom, and box stuff out and put it individually. I haven't wrapped it because wrapping takes a whole other.
That's a whole day.
Oh, it's exhausting.
And usually I do a lot of traveling during the year, and that's when I do my shopping. As you're traveling to all these different places, you see something and you go, oh, that's so-and-so, or
right.
oh, that's so-and-so. So,
oh.
at the end of that, I've usually got, as you indicate, in the spare bedroom, this whole bed covered with all of these wonderful things that I've picked up in my travel.
That's wonderful.
Well, no traveling this year.
Well, we have that store.
Top of the bed is pretty much blank.
Well, when I tell you about the good stuff, you're going to go in there, and it's reasonably priced.
Good.
It's not like you're going in and it's $1,000 chair or, and I know that sounds funny, but maybe somebody wants a chair for Christmas. I mean, that's a present that kind of keeps on giving, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not consumed and then, you know, but anyway, it's called Good Stuff, and I want to encourage everybody because especially now we want to support our local businesses. I have a story to share with you. Carl and I on Saturday hand wrapped the kids and the grandkids presents that are going to Albuquerque. We thought we were going to take them with us. Of course, you know, the trip was canceled.
Right, exactly.
So instead of just putting everything in a box and wrapping it, I really wanted to do it individually. So I bought the beautiful foil wrap and I realized I am so not a wrapper. I mean, I try so hard, but it just doesn't have, you know, those people who, when you get a wrapped present and they fold it perfectly and you can't see tape,
mm-hmm.
you want to hate those people.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
so good at it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway, so on Monday we use the mailboxes, et cetera, right there next to Holiday. And we have an account with them and we do our business through them and everything. So I had these boxes. I think we had three or four different presents individually wrapped for the daughter, the son-in-law, the granddaughter, and the grandson. So I'm schlepping the boxes in there. They're in there, all, like I said, probably about 2 hours we wrapped. I get in there, and she tells me this big box that just had the husband and the wife, the daughter and the son-in-law.
Yeah.
And so she took the other box, and she started to take those presents and smoosh them. Now, I'm not saying this is not a derogatory. So she smooshed them down and told me that box was going to be $54. Now I was expecting $25-$30. This is how long it's been probably since.
Oh, mailing is atrocious.
She said, and I quote, because of COVID and Christmas, everything has gone up. So every day that you wait closer to Christmas, mailing is going to be more expensive. And I did this on the 30th. So I ended up having four boxes that got squished into two, and it still cost $75 to mail.
And if you don't do it pretty quick, it hasn't ever got a prayer of getting it. Because even mailing a letter now is like from Anderson to Reading takes about 4 days. I mean, it's just ridiculous what, you know, the whole mailing thing.
Absolutely.
You know, before we go to a break, Linda, I want to reach out just to everybody out there because this is the time of year that with all the sickness, and it seems like especially the elderly population, we're losing so many people. And I just want to say a special word to those people that are going through that during this time of year, that our prayers are with them. We're thinking of you, and we all need to remember and keep those people that have lost someone or are alone this time of year to make sure you're including them in what you're doing this year through the holidays.
Absolutely. Just got a call last night. And, of course, when we come back, we're going to do a shout-out to another wonderful business. But I got a call last night from a girlfriend with a mutual friend of ours who's been, you know, battling cancer for some time. And then she, and I'll say her name when we come back. What a lovely, she was a person who you would say was a good Samaritan, a good friend, a loyal mother, a loyal wife, really one of those people that, you know, I can say never really talked badly about anybody or anything. She just was, oh, well, you know, let's wait. Yay, it's great to be alive today. You know, one of those.
Right.
So, in fact, I'll just say rest in peace, Barbara DeWitt.
Wow.
And let's take a break on that.
All right.
When we come back. This is KCNR, Trish Clarkland, about 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to have a different spin today. Also, when we come back, we will have some trivia. We've got some voices coming in today. And, of course, we've got our chief coming in as well, our chief of police. We're going to be talking about enforcements and such. And I'm just happy to have you here, Trish.
Love doing Thursdays.
Oh, we'll be right back. KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit bring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a
at Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcasts through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM radio. If you've got something you'd like to say, give us a call at 605-4567. We'd love to hear your thoughts this morning. It's 42 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 67.
Well, that's nice.
Weather's always brought to us by Shasta Gas.
Okay. I actually had a girlfriend that brought over her carpet cleaner. And I thought, oh, good, that's all I need to do in the middle of everything else of my life right now. I need to, like, shampoo the carpet. Well, it's I just did the hallway because, you know, it was pretty dirty through all the fires.
Yeah.
And I just ended up doing it, opening all the windows, and I thought, well, it was actually beautiful to do that. But let me tell you, as we know and we think about what's happened this year, self-care is just so critically important. Trying to maybe break a habit or lessen a habit that as we age or we know perhaps isn't really good for us. And this happens on so many levels. And so we are both of us are Sleep Number owners, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Sleep Number bed. But lifestyle changes, of course, is to set a regular bedtime, especially when I'm working. Mm-hmm. I try to go to bed at a certain time, and because I know how vitally important it is to have a good night's sleep.
Adults don't sleep enough. We need 8 hours of sleep. We've got that in our brain, so we don't need that. But you're right to set that rhythm. Go to bed at a certain time, within a range, and get up at a certain time.
Right. So, drinking water, I mean, I have to make Carl like, did you drink any? I could tell. I can look at his face. I know this is going to sound really picky, but I can look at his face. I can look at his, and yesterday I did not have water with me, and I was running all over town, and by about 2 o'clock I crashed so hard. Well, you know why? Because water gives you energy. It's circulating your body. So you got to drink water and et cetera, et cetera. So the Sleep Number, if you go to the Sleep Number store and you're thinking, what do I get? What can I get my husband? What can I get for, you know, something to make my change at the end of 2020 as I go into 2021? The best gift that you could give yourself or to a loved one truly, truly is a Sleep Number bed.
I concur. I've had mine for over 12 years. My sleep number varies, but it's generally around 55. Best night's sleep you'll ever get. When you're on the road, you come home, and you go, oh, it's so good to get back into
it's
the
so
bed.
It's so true. So discover proven quality sleep for a limited time. Save up to $1,000 with the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed and base. That's cool. Plus special financing only Sleep Number stores. And, of course, we've got a Sleep Number store right here in Reading next to the Vitamin Shop and the Target Shopping Center. There you go.
There you go.
I love ours. And I think my Sleep Number setting, I move it around. So last night was 45. You know.
But depending on what kind of a day you've had, how you feel, it's just so, it can make such a difference to go up or down.
That's right.
Perfect.
That's right. Okay. So, let's talk a little bit in this, few minutes about, the Anderson, that's such a surprise because in the middle of Anderson is this beautiful center that you were so involved in, the senior center.
The senior center, and it's just been, I will tell you, you know, we've been open at limited bases, very social distancing, doing our thing. The seniors have been real good about following all the rules. But you know, this has been a tough time for us to have to isolate. And for them to be able to come out, do their exercising, play their bingo, do their quilting, practice their line dancing, They just are so appreciative of being able, like I said, they wear their masks when they come in. They're social distancing. We have big rooms so they can stay apart. They can sit at the bingo tables. We have lots of bingo tables in their tables, so they don't need to be on top of each other. Very social distancing. Still pick up their lunches. It's been a blessing. And, of course, ETC is what keeps it open. So I always encourage everybody, the thrift store in Anderson, bring your stuff down there. Shop there. It's a beautiful little shop.
Oh, tell me where that is, because I have stuff to donate.
Well, there you go. It's on East Center Street, across from the Christmas tree, and the old fire station.
Okay.
On East Center Street. Donations are always welcome. They're all volunteers that work in that store. All the funds that are raised for that is what keeps the Frontier Senior Center open.
Now, do you pull in the back and then give a box, or?
You can pull up in the front and they'll help you unload. If you have a lot of stuff, you can tell them you're going to go to the back door and they can help you unload. But absolutely.
Okay, so this then encourages me. I have two little pink chandeliers and I kept thinking, am I going to do garage sale? No, I would rather donate my things and know that that money's going to go towards. Now that's a good visual.
And I'll tell you, through this time, because we all know you guys have been talking about it with Giving Tuesday and all these things, we nonprofits who make our money by doing fundraisers and the community breakfast and dinners and all of these things that we do on a regular basis, and we've not been able to do that. But the bills go on. I still have insurance to pay, and I still have salary to pay for the manager, and I still have all these things to pay for that center. And it's going out, but there's nothing coming in except the funds from ETC. So it's really important at this point, and remember that your nonprofits out there still need your support to keep open.
Thank you so much for that reminder. Coming up at 7:30, you know, one of the major, events that we all look forward to is the Madrigal Dinner, that happens for, I think, goes for a period of, 7 to 10 days. I'm not exactly sure. But as you go through school, as a freshman, you can have a certain place that there's all of this from Shasta High.
Yes.
And then you have to be a junior and senior in order to be into the big court. And I can't think of all the titles and everything, but we do, because you're doing something different this year, we have our lead choir director and a few of the students that are coming in this morning to talk about what they're doing, because again, that's a huge fundraiser for them. And, I don't know how they're going to do it. I think it's a drive-by, but we'll find more out about that. Now, I do have a trivia question, and my computer, I had to go get my plug, but the question would be, okay, I remember this one because, and I'm going to give, and you've got to call 605-4567, and this is a biggie. I'm giving the last three tickets, because Trisha's here, it's celebratory. The last three tickets that are for the Reading Garden of Lights, and for meaning that these are good for any time. They only gave these to the media. You can't buy these, which means when you go online to buy your tickets for the Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay in the Arboretum, you have to pick a special time and a special day. But these are good for any night that they're open. And so they're rare, and I have only three left, and I know what it's like. Christmas is coming, blah, 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 it'll forget. So the question is, what was the first Christmas song that was
telecast
from outer space? I'm not going to give you the year, but you have to tell me the song that was the first Christmas song telecast beamed from outer space.
Yeah.
And with that, we will give you $30 Black Bear Diner Bucks. Now, I'm telling you, folks, we're mask friendly here, and I just want you to come get the tickets, because if there's nothing that ticks me off more is when people get tickets.
They don't pick them up.
And they're sitting there for a long time with their name on them, and I'm like, what? All right, so if you can't pick them up, then have your neighbor pick them up is what I'm saying. So 605-4567, give us a call here. We got just about a minute and a half left.
Bill on the line.
Bill, good morning. Bill, tell us about yourself. Have you been a long-time listener, and do you know the answer?
I've been a long-time listener, and I'm thinking it's Jingle Bells.
And you got it. Congratulations. Okay, so what's your favorite, of course, besides the morning show, what's your favorite show on KCNR?
Oh, I like yours. Well, in the morning. I like the ones on Sunday as well.
Okay, that's good. Anyone specific?
Yes. I could take my son and my daughter-in-law.
Sounds great. Okay, well, we will have, stay on the line, and Jared will get your information, and those tickets will be, I'm telling you, you're going to have, like, it is so good. I'm really proud our city's doing something like this. So, anyway, have fun, and your hold on, and Jared will get your information. We're going to take a break. This is Trish Clark.
And we're going to take a break, absolutely, yeah. Because it's time for paying some bills.
Yeah, pay some bills. And this portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, located on 273. Go see Jeff for your crack and your windshield. And if, you know what, that's also another good idea for a gift certificate. If you know that somebody's been driving around and they just can't do it, you know, give them a gift certificate to get their windshield fixed so it's ready to go, because we're going from the heat to the air conditioning, the heat to the air conditioning, and those things can grow. So that's Crackmaster, located at 273. You can find them online, and we're going to take a break here at KCNR. We'll be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $50,000 holiday cash swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play Wednesdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
More drawings, more winners, more fun. All winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing. 25 grand. 25 winners. December 30th. What would you do with all that cash?
Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. WindRiver.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday, so it's Trish Clark and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
And we have the Madrigal thing in front of us with all the glory of this upcoming event. And they're going to tell us all about it. And we'll start with Gavin Spencer, the choir director. Good morning, Gavin.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on this morning.
Well, good. Let me tell you something. Even though you're all masked up, we're like anticipating that the Madrigal dinner, which, okay, let's talk about, first of all, how many students participate in the Madrigal dinner.
Well, in a normal year, not this
right,
year.
Right, but I mean, it's typically what we know, what we've known.
Usually about 100 students, including singers and instrumentalists.
Right. And it's just fantastic every year. Last year I sat at Camille Brown's table with her, my good friend, her grandmother Nancy and Mark. And it was a spectacular night. So every time we go, I get chills and I cry. It's just a given because you're really taken over by the majestic feeling of, first of all, the church, second of all, the voices coming together, and the purity of the evening. How are we transporting that, and what are your plans?
Okay, well, we decided we have to do something. We weren't going to let it just slip away.
Amen.
So we got a group together and started brainstorming, and we decided we were going to do a same dinner experience. First thing, the food, not really the important part, but it is still really a good meal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to package the meals, and people are going to be picking them up in a drive-through setting. But when they come to pick up their meals at the castle, they will be in kind of a Disneyland-esque line, and everything's going to be decorated with lights. Students are going to be outside doing little vignettes, entertaining guests as they're pulling up in their cars. And they'll be introduced to the king and the queen at the end, and the town crier will announce them. Another cool thing is we've rented, I don't know actually how this even works, you guys probably do, but one of our parents purchased an FM radio signal, I don't know how it works, where we're going to broadcast our music. People are going to tune into a station on their cars.
Oh, as they come through the line in their cars.
As soon as they come through, they can hear Madrigal singing music and things like that. So that's the live part.
Wow.
Now, we have spent a lot of money on camera equipment, and we have filmed the entirety of dinner. It has been hours of filming and editing, and we have an hour-long film that takes you through all the ceremonies, the funny acts of the play, just everything. We've recorded one person at a time in studio, choir parts for certain songs, instrumentalists. We've followed all the COVID rules, all the staging. We've followed all the COVID rules. Everyone's wearing masks. But it actually, the film is going to be really great.
Is it like a documentary?
No, it's going to be more like a film or a story. It's going to tell the story of the dinner. So it's like you're there at the dinner. If you've been to the dinner before, you'll hear the kids singing masses in this hall as they carry their candles down the aisle. So you'll
how do people watch that?
Well, when they purchase their meals, they will eventually receive an email, and also when they pick up their meals, they'll receive a code, and they'll be it'll be on YouTube for them to watch at their convenience.
Oh my gosh!
Okay, so Gavin, so is this going to be like the? For instance, let's say you buy tickets for December 10th, is this the same? So you still, just like you bought your ticket for December 10th, that's the night you drive through and those meals are for you as if you were attending.
Yes, yes. That's okay. Exactly how it's going to work.
And so you still go, let's talk about the ticket sales and how one goes about purchasing those. And it will be, will it be the same time? Like if you were at table 10, you're going to be 10th in line. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm all about logistics and
all about details
and visual.
So I have an amazing team of ladies that are taking care of all of those things. So when people purchase the tickets, they will be sent. They're being sent a time to drive through. We have 15-minute time intervals so that we don't have to service too many cars at one time, or carriages, as we would say back in the day. But so, yeah, it's kind of organized in 15-minute time slots depending on when you bought your tickets and what's available.
Well, you have people from, like, say, for instance, are you still at the church?
Yes.
Okay, so will there be somebody, as soon as you come over the curb and you're at the entrance, will there be somebody there?
Oh, there will be people all over. You'll be doing it it'll be like it's a small world.
Like a procession.
Yes, you'll go, yes, that's right. So you'll have your first check-in where you'll give you your tickets and your name, and then you might stop and the town crier will announce your name, and then you'll get to the next point and you'll be introduced to the king and the queen, and then you'll receive your meal at the end and you'll go home and you'll experience the dinner in the comfort of your own home.
I am so proud of you because,
a lot of planning.
Well, exactly. And, you know, my granddaughter the graduation, her senior year, and she had gone through all of the grades with these kids. And then the big senior prom that was canceled, and to graduate, they went through the car, you know, in their gowns, just like they did here. And then I think they got to get out, get their diploma, take a picture, smile for the camera, get back in the car. So the activity and that. So what's really cool is you guys are communing safely. You're still doing the gig and all of the nuances with the gig. It's just with protocol and safety.
A lot of thought went into this whole thing to make it as real of an experience, and we just have to do that at this point in our lives. Make the effort, because we still can live a life.
Right.
If we just put it together, think it through, different than, back to normal soon, mm-hmm. But right now we have to really think things through.
Well, it is amazing what my young people can do, and our queen is in charge of the madrigal dinner, and the queen runs the royal court, and the royal court trains everybody about what they need
Fantastic.
To do. And
so
Queen Camille, come on
queen
up.
Queen Camille, come up to the queen microphone.
She is amazing. She is so organized and so great at communicating, and she just does not stop.
Like, okay, Queenie, amazing. Get in here and tell us. Okay, so it's not the same like what you visualized 5 years ago or 4 years ago, because you've been in this program from the very beginning, correct?
Correct. Yes.
So what?
Real cold, Camille.
How do you get yourself? Okay, you had the disappointment, but now the joy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me the process for you.
Okay. Well, it's been quite the process. I've had a quick turnaround to say. We started about a month late with rehearsals and auditions. So I had to take some time to think about, okay, so this is not the kingdom I thought I'd be running the past 3 years.
I love that.
But no, that's kind of how everyone's feeling right now. I kind of had to pull up my bootstraps and just focus on what I wanted this dinner to be. I've been thinking a lot about how I want to bridge the gap between last year and next year. I don't want anyone to lose out on experience that I wish I could have this year if I were in their shoes. So I really had to organize, and I feel like we're creating a new dinner as we go. We're laying
Absolutely.
The tracks for sure. So that's been a huge part of it and kind of helping me stay busy and get through it.
Well, the organizational skills, you know, Trish, I'm just thinking that on your resume, as people go through life, it's like becoming an Eagle Scout, and you know what it is to finally get your, you know, your patches and all the hard work that you've done. I've always admired that so much. So I think about, as you go into the real world of work, that this is something that's going to be very powerful on your resume to show people how organized and exactly what you've done in being in control of the court. So what are those responsibilities? We have a minute before we bring you back from the next break and go more into a couple of our other students here that are also stars of the show. But you're the queen.
I am.
So what does the queen sayeth?
The queen sayeth, during rehearsals, I am making a plan, essentially, and kind of figuring out what I want them to learn from point A to point B. So I am helping them through processional. I am planning that they need to learn X, Y, and Z. And I kind of set goals. And I have my royal court help me execute those goals. So processional is a huge one. That's when they're walking down the aisle. And then by the time we get to dinner, they should have their accents in place, the whole etiquette and everything.
And so what would you say, we're going to take a break, think of the one word mm-hmm. that would be so far, that would be the one word of inspiration that you would say that you wake up and you have to say, I've got to stay in this place.
Okay. I'll think about that.
Okay.
We'll take that as we come back from the break. And we're going to take a break right now.
And this portion of the show has been brought to you by Home Helpers. If you are looking for somebody who's licensed and bonded and it can come into your home to help with an hour a day, or that is there to help with an elder, friend, loved one, or somebody just had a baby or an operation or something, you just can't do it with the meds, with the whatever you've got to do, Home Helpers is the place. Sharon Clark, go to ReadingHomeHelpers.com, and we'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the
Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At BNT Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
B&T Satellite is a Dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and we're talking about the Madrigal Christmas. Want everybody to get your pencils, get ready, because we're going to give you all the information about how you can experience this whole thing, not just picking up a dinner. It's going to be an experience, and we're going to walk you through it again and tell you how to make it happen. Camille, Queen Camille.
Yes, so I've been thinking about it. I got my one word that would kind of describe my motivation to continue on this dinner as far as we've come, and it'd have to be tradition. That's a huge word for us in the program because it's so prevalent. It's how we're getting through each dinner, how every move we make is usually a tradition, even the rehearsals. We have some silly traditions, and we have some really, really important ones to us during the dinner especially. Some of the songs that you have heard for decades, those are traditional songs that we always sing and people look forward to when they come. So when I think about carrying on this dinner, I want to keep the traditions. I want to bridge the gap from last year to next year seamlessly.
Perfect.
That's really a leader right there. Congratulations, Camille. Let's talk about, okay, so the tickets, let's talk about the tickets. Let's talk about where we go for the tickets and when this begins.
Yes, yeah, so those tickets are on sale right now. You can go to ShastaHighChoir.com, and we have tickets on sale for $35 a dinner. But we also have a view-only pass this year for $25. That is so you can invite your friends and family who are not in Reading to purchase a ticket to the dinner and get the viewing-only pass so they can witness the dinner from wherever they are.
All right. Nice, yes.
So for the $35 ticket, mm-hmm. Okay, so you're in your car. And you go to where?
The Pilgrim Congressional Church.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that yes. We talked about that. Okay. So Pilgrim Congressional, just like you've all these years, but somebody may be going, because
we And they may be saying, where is the Pilgrim Congressional yes. Church?
And where is it? I mean, I know where it is, but I mean.
I believe it's 1850 Foothill Boulevard.
That sounds
right. It's over near, what's the little school over there?
Manzanita.
Near Manzanita yeah. School.
It's kind of tucked back behind Allen and Dahl area.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, okay. So you've got your 30, you're online, you've got your purchase your tickets online.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's in your phone, you get to, let's say, the end of, into enter the parking lot. So I'm trying to walk people
mm-hmm.
through.
Yeah.
So you show, okay, I got a ticket, and then you say in your language.
We say, yes, may I get your name, please? And then we say, how many members are in your party? And they will write it down. And we actually will have a list for you, so
okay.
You don't have to pull out your ticket. We'll have all the patrons for that night.
So, but if you only have one ticket, you can still bring people to experience the ride through in the car with you.
Exactly.
But we want to buy lots of tickets because this is the fundraiser for Shasta High. And
so purchase a ticket for everyone, at least all the adults.
Exactly. When we were talking about tradition, Trish, I was thinking about, you know, it's as small as sewing a pearl
mm-hmm.
on a costume, all the intention that's put into the body of work that you guys decided we are going to figure out a way to do this. And so let's bring in two of our other members, our young, I'm not sure what your titles would be. I wouldn't say
Jackson and Robert.
But not a squire.
No.
What would you say you are, Jackson?
I am King Jackson.
Oh! Wow. Different than squire.
Off with my head. Off with my head. Stake me. Just stake me. So, King.
Yeah?
What thouest say, if...
I think this year is pretty awesome because, like, it's the first year we've ever recorded the dinner. So I'm the only one who's going to, like, be there forever instead of everyone else, right?
Wonderful.
Oh, man.
Exactly. King forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
King. Is that going to be on your resume, King forever?
Yeah, I'll be a king all the time now.
All right.
So. And you're going to offer us a little tune here.
Sure. Do you know what?
You just pick a tone. Okay. Just pick a note.
The boar's head and hind bed I bedecked with bays and rosemary, and I pray you, my masters, be merry, quotestin sing convivio.
Beautiful.
Great.
You know, I love that how you just started on your tone and ended. Yeah. Very good. Held your pitch.
Yeah.
Good for you. Thank you. Uh-huh. All right, Mr. Burke.
So this year I am the jester of the Madrigal Dinner, and the jester is essentially responsible for all of the fun and games. In my opinion, it's the most fun role by far. The jester does a lot of activities that the kids will just perceive as very fun, but hopefully at the same time it can teach them how to project, how to entertain, how to be a good cast member in the Madrigal Dinner.
When did you have a song?
I do not have a solo line.
So you're doing lots of visual acting. Now, are you going to be, when it comes to people coming in their car, pulling in, are you running around and doing, like, you know, as long as making all kinds of gestures?
So there's going to be a lot of different vignettes along the way
when
you're going through. So you may see some Madrigal singers. You may see some instrumentalists.
That may happen later.
I'm sure that I'll be running around entertaining guests. The jester, usually the dinner, is doing a very similar thing. The jester will run around to all the tables. The other big part of my role is that I have a pretty huge role in the play act. So basically for the whole 30-minute play act, I'm present on stage reacting to the different things that happen. And this year's play act, it's probably about half of the movie. Usually it's only like a fifth of the dinner because the dinner's, you know, 2.5-3 hours long. But with the video being just 1 hour, the play act's about half of it. And this year's play act is super fun. It's a very funny story about a sheriff who comes to get this woman and is trying to take her away. And it's a super fun experience. I definitely, if I had to choose like a highlight from this year so far, I would say being in the play act.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay.
What a picture we're painting here. This is going to be so exciting to have this opportunity to actually... You guys have done a marvelous job of doing the dinner, raising the funds, bringing it, keeping it in the community. But what an experience they're going to have just to go through the whole thing and then be able to go home and enjoy their dinner and watch this marvelous movie that you've put together.
So
what a job.
It's $35 a ticket for the dinner and $25 for the viewing ceremony. So you tell us once again, Robert, while you're at the mic, where we go to buy the tickets and how long does it take by the time that you enter into the Pilgrim Congregational entrance into the driving through the processional?
Right. So the tickets you can buy at ShastaHighChoir.com. And they still have them available for every single night. And, of course, the view option only without the dinner is also available. So when you arrive, and to the point when you arrive all the way till you are leaving, it should be about 15 minutes. We blocked out a few cars every 15 minutes.
Wow.
And, I would say that it's definitely think of a Disneyland ride, just a 15-minute Disneyland ride.
And that's a long Disneyland ride.
Right.
Oh, my, fun.
We're going to make sure to keep it fun. This year in particular, we have a smaller cast than normal, particularly with the students who I've got to work with the most, but... The students and everybody involved this year has a level of energy that I personally have not seen in the other 2 years. I think we're all just really excited to be able to do something because a lot of the activities that we had that we were planning on all ended up being canceled. So all of the servers are fantastic. They're super respondent. I remember when I was first starting out with theater, a lot of people said I was like a sponge just absorbing any information I could. And that's exactly what the servers are like. This is their first... For a lot of them, it's their first real theatrical experience. So they're just taking everything in. The Royal Court is so excited to be able to do this, the Madrigal Singers as well. So you'll be driving through, and you will see kids who are just, you know, as happy as could be.
And everyone's rising to the challenge and meeting the goals, and that's so exciting to see you all working together like that.
Well, what
I can see the excitement from the group here.
Absolutely. And the thing is that, you know, in the real world, the whole world is facing this. So do we just go to bed and forget that anything's ever happening? Heck no, because we're artists. and we figure it out. We create it. We make it happen. And we don't want to let exactly what Camille said, tradition, fall away. So, you know, you bring out the crystal and the china, and you brush up the chops, and you figure out a way to make it happen in 2020. Perhaps it could even happen next year. So how do you make it better? So, again, get your tickets again, Robert.
You can get them at ShastaHighChoir.com. It's $35 for the drive-through and dinner and link experience. And if you just want to be able to watch the video, it is $25.
And what are the nights?
They are the 9th through the 12th.
Okay. Perfect. Fantastic. Now, are you going to have so different times? Like on the 9th, you can go at 5, 7, 8. How does that work?
So when you purchase your ticket, you will be sent an email, and you will be given a 15-minute time interval to enter the kingdom and go through the ride experience.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Very much appreciate it.
And we're going to break for the news, and we'll be right back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
And after the owner was arrested for serving people indoors in defiance of New York State restrictions, hundreds of supporters rallied last night outside a bar in the New York City borough of Staten Island. Attorney Lou Giolamino represents tavern co-owner Danny Preston.
I was on my way to my son's basketball game when I got a call that the sheriffs were coming in. I came by. The sheriffs came in. I said, guys, be respectful, be cooperative, and make sure everything was fine.
Giolamino says that Presti's been charged with disorderly conduct, although he never raised his voice and was handcuffed inside of his own business. It is a major step forward for Boeing's efforts to restore confidence in its 737 MAX jetliner. There is word today that budget carrier Ryanair has ordered 75 of those planes from Boeing, the MAX jetliner just returning to flight, almost 2 years after being grounded following two deadly crashes. On Wall Street, stocks in positive territory. Right now, the Dow is up 161 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 51, and the S&P trading 9 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Investors, are you seeking steady cash flow? Are you ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts and bonuses targeted 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483, 800-700-5483, or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
A former French president and World War II veteran has died.
There's a flood of praise for President Giscard d'Estaing here this morning for his intellect, his reforming drive, and his commitment to France. The youngest president to take office until France's current leader, Giscard d'Estaing, had already fought as a teenager with the resistance in Paris and was decorated for the Second World War. As a politician, he promised deep economic, political, and social change. Among his reforms were the relaxing of laws around divorce, abortion and contraception, and the lowering of the voting age to 18.
The BBC's Lucy Williamson in Paris says Giscard d'Estaing was 94 years old. Outspoken Hong Kong pro-democracy advocate and media tycoon Jimmy Lai has been refused bail on fraud charges amid China's growing crackdown on dissent in the semi-autonomous city of Hong Kong. News and analysis at townhall.com. Republican Senator James Inhofe says President Trump has agreed to authorize the removal of Confederate names, statues, and monuments from U.S. military facilities over the next 3 years.
The bill in question includes language passed by the Senate back in July. It would establish a commission to form a plan on renaming bases that honor Confederate generals and instruct the Defense Secretary to put that plan into effect. It appears in the National Defense Authorization Act, something Congress hopes to send to President Trump's desk sometime this month. Another possible hurdle remains in the bill. It's missing the repeal of Section 230 liability protections for tech companies. That's up against drawing the presidential veto threat. Bob Agner reporting.
Evacuation orders for some homeowners in the mountains of Orange County, California, where a wind-whipped wildfire has charred more than 1,500 acres, threatening homes and other structures. Brush fire prompting evacuations in Rancho San Diego as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning, and welcome to the morning show here. Oh, we're having so much fun. You know, before, you know, here's Jared at the helm, flashing the lights, telling you 30 seconds, and we're just boop, boop, boop.
Ignoring him, totally.
8:05 in the morning here. It's Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
And usually Thursdays, it's you and Carl. He's on the range today.
And exactly. So Linda's in with me this morning, and we're having a great time.
We're
having a good show. It's 43 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 66 and a low of 42. On tomorrow, on Friday, a high of 70, a low of 40. Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 68 and a low of 40. Just same old story, sunny and clear. Sunday, a high of 66 and a low of 44. And on Monday, a high of 70. No foreseeable rain or moisture in the future as far as you can see, darn it. But we are enjoying this kind of magical late fall, early Christmas. So the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And they are doing special veterans discounts all the way through, I guess maybe November. I guess that ended. Anyway, they always give veterans discounts. Good Anderson business.
Absolutely. Well, we have our chief of police, Bill Schuller, with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you're looking dapper.
Well, thanks.
How are you feeling?
Same.
Okay.
Fine. Good. Not sick.
Not sick. But when I say how you're feeling, okay, we're in different times. Like we just had the magical dinner, dinner is continuing on, but they've had to go about it in a way again with masking and because of COVID, and we see the skyrocketing numbers, and we try not to freak out about it, but you know, how is that affecting your line of work?
Well, obviously, I'll start this. I'm COVID tired like everybody's COVID tired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with it. I'm ready for it to be over and us to get back to our lives. But yes, the numbers are rising, and there is obviously new mandates coming from the state all the time that we have to either address or deal with, and including some new OSHA rules that are coming out that came out on the 30th. And in fact, I just was, before I walked in here, reading an email about those, that, you know, different rules that we're going to have to do within our own department. With our staff, some things we're already doing, some things is just a matter of documentation, but that's the constant cycle that we're in, right? Every day something changes, and so it does get tiring trying to keep up on all that, keep our staff safe. We've done a good job. We have had half a dozen officers infected and other staff, but we have kept it from there hasn't been transmission within the department. Those have been officers that we've been able to isolate quickly. So there hasn't been that spread within our own agency, so that's been good. We're just hopeful to keep it that way and see how the rest of the year goes and hope for that vaccine soon.
Well, the question, I'm sure, Trish, that is on, you know, Trish, of course, is here with me this morning, and we're happy to do so. So we're just going to ask questions and, sure, of course, encourage our listeners. If you've got questions, because it's Christmas time and we are hearing, if you turn on the news, it's like the COVID wars. So we, first of all, we went through the election, and that was just really negative.
Well, we're not through with the election.
Well, exactly. Well, we still are going through wars with that, but on top of that, the COVID wars, and every day is another layer of, you know, where are we in this county? And like you said, let's talk about launching or talking today on the 3rd of December, the new enforcements, and are we enforcing them? I know you may have it trickled down about you can't do this, you can't do that. I have friends that are in the restaurant business that are every single day worried.
Sure.
Every day.
Yeah. I'm concerned about our small businesses and how they're going to survive. And, you know, we all try and do our part and order takeout and do what we can to support those small businesses. But, yeah, I'm really concerned about it. And it, you know, I don't believe there's a lot of transmission coming from restaurants. I just, that's, it doesn't seem to be, there's no data that I have seen from public health, or on a local or a national or state level that shows that restaurants are the transmitters, but they seem to be the ones that get punished.
Well, and I think that's part of the frustration that we as the society are facing, that there is, I'm a kind of black and white person, and I'm pretty easy to follow a rule if you can give me a reason for that
right.
rule. But when you're coming out and telling me that it's okay for mobs to wander all over Walmart and all over Target and come and go and what have you, but I can't go into a restaurant in an organized place, sit at a table separate from everybody else and have a meal with the people I live with all along, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly like everybody else. I mean, we are a society, at least I think the majority of us, that want information to back up why we do the things we do.
We want to act out of fact and information
right.
as opposed to out of fear and control.
Right.
And that's where we're having the dilemma in our society.
When there's let's say, a traffic law, for instance, you know, or we put a red light camera up at an intersection, we put it up for a reason and we explain why, right? There's a number of injury-related crashes at this intersection. We need this to solve that problem.
Exactly.
And we try and back those decisions up with data. And that's, I think that's the missing link in some areas. Now, our public health has been great about explaining where our transmission is coming from locally. And that's, you know, that's gatherings and larger groups and things like that. And we can do a better job about making better decisions on our own about that kind of stuff. But I think we can also do a lot of things safely.
Use some common sense in yep. your everyday life. You know, I'm one of those people that I'm probably at a little higher risk because I do have a continuing lung thing that I've dealt with for many, many years.
Sure.
I know that I can't get something in my lungs. So I'm very cautious and have been practicing these safe things for over 10 years now.
Yeah.
I mean, I can get pneumonia, and that's going to kill me just as quick as the COVID is. So I can't let something get into my lungs. And you learn to live with that. And I think as a population, most of us are capable of doing that. Using common sense, somebody's coughing and sneezing, you don't go around them. If you don't feel well, you stay home.
Sure.
All those kind of things. And I think we're not trusting enough in our common sense in our society that we could get through this a lot less painfully.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a caller. Jared, are we putting somebody online? No, okay.
We have Kay on the line.
Okay, Kay, good morning. Do you have a question for the chief?
Good morning. Well, I think we need to look at what the season is. And this is a season where you go from hot weather into cold weather. And we always have colds and all kinds of things, bronchitis and everything this time of year. What is really different is that we don't have a microscope looking at us every day. And I think that and also, the common cold is under the is part of the coronavirus
exactly.
Family. And my understanding is that the testing that they're doing is not for the COVID-19 specifically, but for the coronavirus generally. And therefore, you're going to have more positives because people are coming down with colds, or they could be coming down with sepsis or anything. There's a whole bunch of things they could be coming down with and not what we're after. And I think that we're hurt, society is being hurt because we're not paying attention to real science. And it's all political. I mean, coronavirus, you have to pay attention to. You can't ignore it. And it's something you don't want to get. And it leads to other things that are worse. If you end up in the hospital and on the ventilator, it's terrible. But I think we ought to look at it and look at what, how the, you know, what season we're in and how it's affecting us.
Well said, Kay. I think that you're, what we said is that let's look at the facts, let's deal with it rationally, and,
right,
and quit letting fear rule the day. Thanks so much for calling,
Kay. Okay, have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
So, Chief Shuler, last night, I'm going to jump subjects here. We had a shooting over in Dana Drive area.
What can you
tell us about that?
Well, I'm not going to say a lot. I'll say as much as I can. Because we have two investigations in an officer-involved shooting. We have an internal one, an administrative investigation that we do because it's our staff that's involved. And then there's a countywide officer-involved shooting protocol where we have officers from multiple agencies, the sheriff's office, us, the DA's office, and last night, because of the voluminous amount of witnesses that we had CHP helping us and even had some CAL FIRE folks there, police officers helping us. So it's a joint effort on the other side of that investigation. What I can say is our officers respond to a disturbance at Mod Pizza. There was a subject inside that was causing a disturbance. She got into some sort of discussion with security. Our officers got there, were having a conversation with her. She was in her car. And at one point, it appeared she was trying to leave and then changed directions and ultimately ran over one of my officers. And a secondary officer, that backup officer, was unfortunately forced to discharge his firearm, and she was deceased at the scene. So the officer was in the hospital. He was transferred by ambulance. I just checked before I came on the air. He's doing well. He's home now. Some lower leg injuries. We don't know about the extent of the damage, but looks like I'm hoping he'll make a full recovery. But
so this person in the car just wigged out?
That's one of the things I don't
you
know.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
So we haven't.
All right.
The investigators last night interviewed all the witnesses and, the folks at Mod Pizza. As you can think about, in our COVID season, there's a lot of people eating outside.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this was, 7 o'clock in the evening. So there's a lot of people there. So there was, quite a few witnesses that had to be interviewed last night. And they're actually in a debrief, this morning right now talking about that. So.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Well.
Unfortunate all the way around.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break on that note. And, okay, so this portion of the show has been brought to you by
we forgot.
I got to look it up. Bastiani Arms, of course. Carl does this one all the time. Located in Larkspur, Reading, you have to make appointments right now for the Bastiani Arms because, you know, things are going absolutely skyrocketing when it comes to firearm sales and so on and so forth. So Bastiani Arms, give them a call at 222-8222. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to, that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together. It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you have a question for Reading Police Chief Bill Shuler, you can give us a call at 605-4567. It's Trish Clark this morning because it's Thursday. I love Thursday mornings. And Linda Bott is in with me, and we're just having a great show.
Absolutely. There. And then this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. And, you know, it's really about we love shop local, stay local. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. I know we bank there as well. They have branches serving Shasta and Tehama counties at Riverside Way in Red Bluff and California Street in the heart of downtown Reading. There
and,
you go.
And Chief Shuler is going to update us now on a really cold case that they were solved after 26 years. Great interest.
This is juicy, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. This was something that our investigators, specifically Rusty Bishop, one of our major crime investigators, started looking into last year. So about this time last year, he opened up a cold case, which was the homicide on the River Trail of Christine Monroe. She was a nurse in her 30s, out for a jog on the River Trail, and then she was raped and murdered. Our belief is that she was raped and obviously was murdered. And that case, at the time, there were some other rapes on the River Trail and around the River Trail by another guy named Michael Veelbig, who was convicted of those cases and sentenced to prison. He ultimately confessed to this case as well, but we did not charge him in this case because there wasn't enough evidence to show that he had actually done it. So it was a false confession. So this case kind of went cold, and it sat on the back shelf for almost 26 years, new detectives would come into the unit. They'd take a look at it. I took a look at it back when I was in detectives. But this DNA technology constantly changes and gets better and better and better and better. And so Rusty Bishop took a look at it this last year. He found that we could resubmit the fingernail DNA clippings back to DOJ for analysis. And, you know, it's kind of a shot in the dark, see what happens. They've been analyzed before. But all of a sudden we get a hit in June of this year that there's a guy in a Texas prison named James Walker, and he is serving for a whole bunch of crimes, bank robbery. He did have a prior rape conviction. He escaped from prison once. He's just, you know, a bad guy. And he had lived in Reading for a couple of years during that time period. So our guys started working on a timeline, tracked him down when he was here. We had contacted him a few times around the River Trail area and in parks. He was had moved here to be with his aunt and stayed here for a couple of years, and then ultimately left and went and committed a bunch of other crimes and spent most of his life in prison. So we flew out to Texas in August, talked to him, interviewed him, got a new DNA sample from him. Texas Rangers were amazing to work with. They really helped us get those warrants through, serve him, get his DNA sample, come back here, test it again, and we had got a verified positive match that it was his DNA underneath her fingernails
Wow.
at the time of the murder.
So let me just get this. All right, so Rusty.
Yep.
So, you know, again, miss visual here. Back in the office, goes through a box, and it's a cold case file, and it's, okay, see those boxes, you need to just go through those and see. And so Rusty gets a hunch. He's got like a bag with fingernail clippings in it.
Well, they're in evidence, right?
Well, okay.
It's evidential. It's, yeah, separate. He's going through the case files and
okay.
reading the reports and reading and see what was submitted to DOJ previously or what work had been done previously.
So he goes into evidence and then, but he had to put the, you know, maybe somebody did it 10 years or 15 years ago, maybe the same thing, but now is a new day. So he gets the fingernail clippings,
right? Well, yeah,
I mean,
our evidence folks do. But, yeah,
yeah.
They resubmit him out to DOJ, take him back out, and have a conversation with DOJ. Yeah. Can we analyze these again? And sure
enough, with the new technology and the ability to see things we couldn't see 10 years ago or 20 years ago.
26
years ago.
Wow.
So, yeah, they went out and talked to him. You know, we had the DNA analyzed, his DNA analyzed again to make sure, because the hit comes back in a system called CODIS, which is – when you're arrested for certain crimes, they'll take your DNA mm-hmm. and goes into a database. And so that is a pretty accurate database, but we want to verify it. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did. We got a search warrant for his DNA and did that. And so we got the results back from that. DOJ was really great. They got it done really quick. So then we went and got an arrest warrant for him and flew out to Texas and picked him up and brought him back and interviewed him and it's all history from
there.
So
can he confess?
Ultimately, yes.
Okay, so we didn't have to go through a trial. And
oh no, we will.
We will. Okay.
Potentially. I mean, that's still up in the air, right?
Oh, okay.
We have a lot more work to be done. He was a juvenile at the time of the murder, so the DA's office has to work on that side to charge him as an adult, right? And the laws have changed. And Stephanie Bridget went into a really good explanation in our press conference on how that process takes place. It's not like the old days where they could just charge somebody that was a 17 or 16 year old with an adult crime. They can't do that anymore. There's a legal process where a judge has to make that determination that someone can be charged as an adult. So they're going to go through all of that process. Ultimately, there may or may not be a trial. That's up to the, you know, obviously up to the defendant. And then we'll see how it plays out.
It's just a horrific feeling to think that a 16 year old or 17 year old could rape and murder somebody. I know it's like, you know, get with it, Linda. Like, you know, this can happen in real life.
And it was 26 years ago,
yes.
So it
yeah.
isn't just something new in our society. Unfortunately, there's the bad actors that have been around a while.
Yeah, in that case, you know, I was a brand new cop here. I've been here just over a year. And that case really changed our community because it was, you know, just somebody out for a jog on this river trail that we all love and use. And so it scared people. It made people very nervous. And so we, it changed everything. We started, you know, having bike patrols. We had citizens on bicycles on patrol down at the River Trail. That's when our community work program really changed, and we started doing all this work on the River Trail to clean it up and clean out camps and do all of those things. And so it really changed our community, and I'm glad to have a resolution. The family was actually here when we did our press conference, and Christine's daughter spoke. And
wow.
Yeah. Try speaking after her. That's what I had to do.
Oh,
that was
yeah,
tough.
Yeah.
But they're amazing family, and so it's good to get some resolution on
For closure for the family. Absolutely. Got to be.
Yep.
Yeah. How would you say, before we take a break, you know, in the ballpark figure of maybe how many cold case files we have just in Shasta County?
In Shasta County, I don't know how many the sheriff's office has. We have roughly 11 at the moment, and we have another one that is active again that we're working on. And I'm actually trying to hire a retired investigator to come back and work cold cases. So we're working on that right now too. And that investigator would be a part-time officer, and all he would do is open up those cold cases and go through them, because we have some back from the 70s. And go through those and see if there's something we can do.
Fantastic.
And in addition, then we have the Sheriff's Department and the Anderson Police Department, which has some cold cases as well.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, there is. And I know they periodically go through it, as all the agencies do, and kind of take another look to see if there isn't something that they can look at now that they couldn't look at.
Right.
Right.
Well, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at Hilltop Drive, for all your service needs, or you may have a stone that you want to have set Christmas time. Maybe you've got an heirloom that you would like to pass on, and you want to make sure that it's, you know, the prongs are set and things are cleaned and sized. Four Winds Jewelry for all your jewelry needs.
It's Linda and I's favorite candy store.
Yes, definitely.
A girl can never have too many diamonds or too many guns.
Yes, and I love my rocks. We'll be right back. KCLR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling. Hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans, and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy holidays. RedingKia.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Dan's Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palosidro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
You better watch out. Better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's right, so you better be good.
Yeah! This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday morning, and so it's Trish Clark and Linda Bott this morning. And we're having a nice conversation here with the Sheriff, or Sheriff, with Chief Bill Shuler.
Yeah, that's right.
Reading Police Department. We were talking about that in the break and the other cases. But and so COVID enforcement. A lot of stuff going on. We look in our community and we know there's rules and we're all supposed to be doing this and that and the other thing. And some businesses are following it and some businesses aren't. And how does the Reading Police Department play into that whole thing?
Well, it is a tricky question. So there's a couple issues. One, we have a limited number of staff, and we do have calls for service in the city of Reading to deal with that are criminal issues. I think this is a public health issue, and it's not a criminal one. And I have concerns about turning citizens into criminals because of a public health issue. So we're not enforcing those public health guidelines from the state. I do work closely with public health if there is a specific incident. For example, if we had a business that was not using safe practices and there was an outbreak and they were refusing to do anything, we would assist them with that. We have not written any citations. We haven't done any enforcement at this point, other than making a couple of phone calls here and there along the way over the whole entire year. So I don't have any anticipation of doing that. I think public health has their own teams that go out and educate. I will help educate. But, yeah, I'm not into making people criminals out of a public health issue.
All right. That's what we needed to hear, like yay or nay on that.
And I think that has been the policy stated by the sheriff and Chief Mike Johnson.
Yep,
and
we're all on the same page.
I think all on the same page in that. And we do have a phone call. We're going to go to the phone and speak with Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, everybody. Morning. I have a couple of questions for the chief. I think recently I saw an article about these recent curfews from the governor and the chief. He mentioned the Constitution, I believe. Am I correct?
I did, yes.
All right. Well, my question for you, Chief, is where was your concern for the Constitution back in April when your Facebook page for the department basically told other businesses to report other businesses? I'm just wondering if you only worry about the Constitution when it's convenient. Thank you so much.
So back in when the early parts of the pandemic, we had a link on our Facebook page, on our website, where there was violations of the public health orders could be reported. And that was strictly for educational purposes. We didn't enforce those. That was routed to public health so that they could go educate those businesses on proper practices. There wasn't a single citation issued out of that. No one was contacted by our law enforcement officers out of those. Strictly a resource to help public health with education.
Good. Well, that was a good, straightforward question. Now, okay, yeah. A friend of ours owns a restaurant, and she's been, you know, of course, I've watched this whole thing close, open, close, all the safety precautions, and, you know, that's rehiring staff and bringing food and have food go bad and then have to, you know what I mean, through the whole closure. And so now I guess the new thing is that she said, I hear that they've got OSHA enforcers that are coming out. She goes, if I have to, I'll just surrender my alcohol license because they're, you know, there's
open, close, the absolute cost to these businesses.
Sure.
Three times now.
Oh, of all of this, the loss of product when they close overnight,
mm-hmm.
The inability to get product, the filing, the paperwork, the new plastic and the new this and the containers, the cost to our local businesses at the whim of, and now you say you just got a whole new list of, let's do it different again.
Yeah, and there's a lot of rumors swirling around that there's going to be a new stay-at-home order this week from the governor, so we'll see what that does. Yeah.
Stay-at-home order. Let's just do a hypothetical of...
And I don't know what that means.
All right. So
exactly.
I mean, like, if you're on the street, you got to... Okay, I kind of feel like we're going to start to have... I told Carl, are we going to start to have papers if we cross the border line to say, I've been inoculated? Or certain cities that you go in and they got a checkpoint? I've been inoculated. You can't travel if you're not inoculated. You can't.
Well, there you go. You live in a foreign country. When you walk around Nazi Germany, you got to have your papers on you.
Yes, yes.
And I concur. The thought of that just kind of makes chills. This is the United States of America. We are a free country. We are citizens.
Yeah.
We don't need papers.
And I know that there's certain people, and I'm sure, Chief, that you're very involved in every day with your just involvement with people, again, is... there are certain people who just are not going to get inoculated. They said, I refuse. I don't care if you fire me or I go to jail. I am not going to get inoculated.
Well, yeah, that's a great question because I don't know what that's going to look like and what OSHA or the state or some other governing body starts to tell us that we have to do with our staff. And it'll be interesting to see how that goes because there are people that will not get that vaccine. I'll get it. I'm not opposed to it. I have... You know, went through cancer and chemo, and there's some reasons that I need to get that vaccine. I want to get it, and I will, but there's others that won't, and that's okay. It's your choice. But we need to get this
and that's what we as a society, though, Chief, we need to assure. We need to be active.
Yeah.
We, the people, that how much of this are we going to take? Are we going to allow them to insist that we do this? Or are we going to stand up and say, yeah, I don't think so?
Well, I think that's exactly right, folks. Folks want to make their own decisions. They want to decide for themselves. If you tell somebody they have to do something, they're going to say, I'm not doing it then. But if you say you have the option, you'll probably get a lot more people to go along once they make their own decisions. You mentioned a minute ago about the enforcement teams of OSHA, and that is true. There are teams from the state that are out doing enforcement of businesses made up of OSHA and ABC in some cases, and so restaurant owners and business owners that aren't following the guidelines, you know, they are taking a very big risk that they could lose alcohol licenses or they could get some significant fines from OSHA. So that's a risk they have to, you know, they have to weigh staying in mm-hmm. business and not going under and what happens mm-hmm. if they come up here.
And the liquor license is the big hammer.
Well, liquor license is a huge hammer. It's
very expensive. That's the big hammer. When those people that have got that liquor license, that's a huge permanent kind of impact on their business going forward.
Okay, yeah. We have just a few seconds left before we take a break. Terry, you are live on the air. Do you have a question for the chief?
Hi, Terry.
Good. I don't see how they expect law enforcement to enforce these illegal things that are being done. And, of course, we all know the governor went out to dinner himself, which was fine. He could go out to dinner, but we can't. But really and truly, it does come back down to the Board of Supervisors, who has the jurisdiction legally over Karen Ranstrom, who is in charge of public health. And so, you know, we keep blaming all the people and saying we're going to stand up, yet the Board of Supervisors really holds the hammer on what can be done or not done and what can apply with and not. And one other thing, too, Chief, I just want to give you real quick, if I may. If you look up Title 18, Code Section 242, that's Title 18, Code Section 242 of the United States Code, you'll see that under the color of law, anything anybody does to stop a constitutional right from a citizen is a crime, a federal crime, punishable by 10 years imprisonment. And I think that probably everybody who is in any kind of legal position or any kind of elected position or appointed position needs to know that, because that is going to start being used. So maybe you can look that up on your phone and get an idea of what we're talking about, or you probably already know. Anyway, tough on you guys having to do all this stuff. It's a hard job.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, Terry. Sure. Well, we're going to take an early break here and come back with the last segment here with our Chief of Police, Bill Schuller. And, of course, Trish Clark is at the helm. And we want to do a shout-out to one of our sponsors, somebody who's been very responsible and taking care of lots of details for you. You can walk in and get a lot of information from Maxwell Insurance. And what I'm talking about, if you're wondering about what's happening with Medicare, Medicaid, insurance, underinsured, overinsured, when you're thinking about doing your will and those kinds of things, Maxwell Insurance will lead you in the right way. She's helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Give them a call at 221-0441. Look them up or go to 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
To me, hope is excitement and relief. I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, that I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games. With safety measures in place, including plexiglass to allow for physical distancing, sterilization of chips and gaming area, plus our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24/7. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Your safety matters to us. WindRiver.com.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Are you concerned about an elder's safety? Shining Care's mission is to give compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders, disabled adults, as well as their loved ones to maintain safety and well-being, whether it be trouble remembering doctor recommendations, unwanted weight loss, or an unsafe living situation. The Shining Care team is here to help assist your family, providing you and your loved one with the support and guidance needed to safely stay at home by suggesting alternative solutions to make sure your loved one is safe and well. Whatever the concern, Shining Care is here to assist you in caring for your family member. We'll give expert guidance and connect you to suitable services, and we'll help manage everything, making life easier for you to have quality time with your loved one and less time worrying if they are safe. For more information, please visit shiningcare.org.
These are unprecedented times.
challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you have a phone call that you'd like to make to the chief of police, then you can give us a call at 605-4567. And this is Trish Clark this morning and Linda Bott hosting. We're in the last segment of our show this morning.
We have, can I just say for a minute that came in with the parumpa pump pump, and I've been asking, who was that?
It was Pentatonix.
Pentatonix. Yep. And there's so many of these wonderful vocal groups that are out right now, and Christmas music. You know, I did a couple Christmas concerts at Civic when they were doing their Red Market, and so I would print out the lyrics. And a lot of times, you know, besides Santa Claus and some of these, you know, Christmas songs, I pulled out some, and some of the lyrics are so they're meaningful. They're so deep, and I never really realized until I like really have to expand my Christmas music list. And that's one of them, A Drummer Boy. If you look at how, there, I think there's like, I don't know how many verses in that
song.
Well,
and that's it. We all know the first verse.
Yes.
But then when you start reading, you're right. I noticed that a couple of years ago, somebody gave me a Christmas carol book.
Right.
And when you get into the second and third stanza of these songs, you go, wow, who knew that they had such beautiful words? Or we hear that first.
Right. Yeah. Right. And a pop version of it. Another song that's got Amazing Grace. We only hear like a few verses, but boy, I'll tell you what, when you really look at the lyrical content of that.
Another one, Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
Oh.
There are like 25 verses to that.
So good.
Written in the book. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Uh-huh.
It's
just great movement. Okay, well, that was Chris and I.
Nope.
Well, Christmas time is a really special time, and we bring out our music. I think, you know, we should be doing, well, you know, they record Christmas in Nashville. They record in July, so we always call it Christmas in July. The specials are filmed usually around that time, and Christmas music gets hotter than heck. But you're doing Christmas, so you have to be in the mood and that kind of thing. But anyway, welcome back to our show. This is Trish Clark and Linda Bott. Carl's on the range today, and so I'm filling in on this Thursday. Now, tonight, on my show at 6 p.m., it is a pre-recorded show, and it's a full hour of everything and all the information you need about the lights, the Redding Garden of Lights, how it was conceived, where it came from, what we're doing, how it came about being the sponsors. It is a fantastic event. I would just encourage everyone listening to go and make a night of it and feel proud that this is a vision quest moving forward into something that beautifies our city and will, I'm sure, prove to bring in lots and lots and lots of dollars. And people will, of course, be behaving safely, and they do, because you must mask when you enter the gate, but you're outside. So it is 10 acres and 2 acres and acres and millions of lights.
It's awesome. I went a couple of weeks ago. It's a very, very nice thing for our community.
Wouldn't you just encourage everyone you know to go?
Oh, absolutely. I went to one. There's one up in Coos Bay, Oregon. I went to a while ago, a couple of years ago. It's very similar. And Redding is going to be just like that. I'm excited to see how it gets better and better every year. The more and more people go, and the more they invest in it. It's just a really neat thing for our community.
Well, and what a blessing that we've got this great weather right now to really enjoy it. I mean, it's not raining. It's not really cold. So take advantage of this marvelous opportunity to enjoy it.
And you can get, you know, drinks out there. You can have some food and walk with your family and see all these lights, take some great pictures. Great way to get a Christmas card photo done now.
Exactly.
Get those out in the next couple of weeks. No, it's a great thing.
Christmas cards.
Yep. So, and then the other thing is we have the normal lighted Christmas parade, which is in downtown Reading. Normally would take place this Saturday instead, or is it, Friday or Saturday. I guess I can't remember which day it is, but it's going to be at the fairgrounds this year. It's a drive-through. So
that's fantastic. So, oh, really?
Yeah.
So okay.
It's this week. I think it's Friday night. And it's a drive-through, so you just go down and drive through and see all the static displays.
At the Shasta District Fairgrounds down Addison.
Yep.
Oh, well, so Addison's getting the good treat. You know, we had always traditionally in Addison, we have the Christmas tree lighting on the Sunday after. So we had a virtual Christmas tree lighting and a drive-through with a marvelous little a mailbox that the kids could drop their letters to Santa. And Santa was there, and we had nonstop traffic for over an hour and a half of people just coming through, bringing their children through, getting a little goodie bag on a candy cane in the end of the candy cane.
That's fantastic.
It was really good. So Shasta County's still doing Christmas.
Yes.
Not being canceled.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'll make a shameless plug for our program. We have a Blue Santa, Reading Peace Officer Association's Blue Santa program, where we adopt families every year, and then right before Christmas, we go out in police cars and a Santa Claus dressed in a blue suit, and we go out and provide meals and presents and gifts to families throughout the community, including One Safe Place Shelter and some other places. So it's good. We're going to do that again this year. We'll be doing things a little different. There'll be more cars, so we could separate people out in cars, and we're not mixing families and groups together, and it will be masked up and things like that, but it'll be another good benefit for our community. We're excited about it.
Well, I think this is the last time we have you on until 2021. This is our December time with Chief, so we would want to hear from the Casey and our family, and Trish is part of that family. We want to just wish you and a safe with all of the, you know, the police department, a safe time. I love the Blue Santa idea. Can you tell us, are you doing ride-alongs?
No, we are not.
Okay, because of COVID?
Yeah.
All right. I was thinking about that. Like, I'd love to do a ride. Carl did a ride-along. I would love to do a ride-along. So when we clear up, I would love to do that.
You absolutely should. Yeah. It's eye-opening experience.
It is. It is indeed. One of my highlights when I was on the Board of Supervisors, we did I actually went with them one time on a multi-agency CINTIF raid where we hit 15 or 16 different places all at one time. Oh my gosh. What an eye-opener.
Yeah.
There's
a lot goes on behind
scenes
that most people don't know about.
Exactly.
But I encourage anyone to go through our ride-along program, and we'll be starting up our force options training where we send people through our simulator so they can kind of get an idea of the decision-making that our officers make in these use of force situations, and shoot, don't shoot, and de-escalation of all of those things. We've run lots of community members through that, but once we get through this COVID mess, we will. And so hopefully sometime next year we'll be able to resume those again. And you can sign up on our website if you ever want to participate in that. It's really interesting to see that decision-making, that split-second decision-making that officers have to go through and then work through the whole de-escalation portion of that.
Okay, so we have about 3 minutes left, and let's talk about, this is your moment, last moment on the air with us in 2020. And so tell us what your, give us a few lines of what 2021 looks like for you running the department and what you would like to see. And, of course, everything is COVID and masks, but let's put that aside and let's talk about the goals and the first two things on the list of accomplishments. What would you like to see?
Yeah, so we've talked about it before. Our crisis intervention response team that is we're finalizing that. That is a joint operation with the sheriff's office, my office, and public health. And so we're hoping to go live with that the first part of 2021. So that'll be a new approach to crisis intervention. We talk a lot about those folks that are going through some sort of mental health crisis and maybe having a law enforcement officer there is not necessarily going to help that, or at least the visibility of a law enforcement officer in uniform, that sometimes those situations can be de-escalated and take an alternative route instead of criminal. And so we're going to have an officer and a deputy and a crisis intervention worker all paired up together. They'll be in plain clothes. The officers have concealed firearms, and they'll be responding to these crisis intervention calls in the county. It's something the sheriff and I talked about well over a year ago. modeled after some other agencies that have one, a San Antonio model specifically. So we've been working with public health on MOUs and contracts to make that happen. And we're really excited about it. I think that'll be the first part of this year. Including we're expanding Hill Country's hours. So Hill Country is going to be 7 days a week and they'll be working with our staff more there. We're just trying to find alternate ways to handle those mental health crisis calls that are all too common. So I'm excited about that. That's like big on my list. And then the other thing that I still think we're moving forward with is four officers for downtown starting in January, at least getting the green light to hire them in January. And so they'll be on bicycles working out of our downtown sub, and they'll be riding by your window every morning.
I love it.
And that's going to be great because the downtown is coming alive.
Yep.
And to have that presence there, that'll certainly be a help.
Yep. We have that new downtown substation. It'll be perfect.
We want to talk more about the substation when we see you next time. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
A safe Christmas to you and everybody and all the officers, and thank you for what you do. Leadership is very important, specifically at this time. And Trish, you're just a blessing.
Thank you, and thank you for joining us this morning. We've enjoyed being your host, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
See you. Have a great day.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.